So there he went. I mean, this could be P.O.L. or whatever, or be put into some other story. Back and forth in his apartment, thinking. His sons had just taken off in the morning for the first time on their own for a skiing day up in the mountains. He had proudly hugged them before they took off. In full gear. Young, strong men. Wow, he thought. What a trip this has been. What else was it I was supposed to say? There was some idea I had for the story. Just be patient. Cook some tea here, meanwhile. Oh yeah, so there he is, and he's talking to his God and saying, you know, but there's just this thing that I wonder about. Why does there have to be pain? This pain of losing someone we love. At the time of death, so comes the other voice there. That's how you see it. But haven't I taught you that there is no death? And then he saw it, and he sees it there if it's a film. The relationships between us, if they are not only body-to-body relationships, but soul-to-soul relationships, will of course last. How could they not if they are soul to soul? Because the soul who loves another soul will of course continue doing so. And has always done so. These are mysteries. that you may not ever understand, but shouldn't. If you understood everything, what fun would there be with life? There has to be mystery, the unknown. In a loving relationship, love has to be free. And we can't sign it with a contract only. Comes from the heart. When it actually does, not from the heart of lust, then it's for real and it lasts. Can you understand that? His thought, as usual, about it. Yeah, of course. Well, obviously. How can I, and the voice interrupted him again from there within. If you listen again, write and read what I just said, then you will understand. Now it is time for you to enjoy your breakfast, my dear son.